Hey everyone, welcome to the Gigi Tetta's podcast. My name is Stacy. I'm a Gigi Tetta, and this is my podcast. Hello, and welcome back. Yes, she's back. How long has it been? Shh, we're not going to talk about that. Like I said in my last episode, I do this completely by myself. It's all on my own. I am the editor, producer, host, everything, social media manager. I do it all, and because I do it all, it doesn't always get done in a timely manner. So, but we're here now, and that's what matters. Also, if you're wondering, does she say the intro every time, or does she pre-record it? Yes, I say the intro every single time. It's like a good way to get myself ready to talk into the microphone. So today's topic is about motivation. And I wanted to talk about motivation because it can be good, but then it can also be bad. It can be not helpful. It can go wrong. And I wanted to point out the ways that it can go wrong so that hopefully people will consider their words a little bit more carefully. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into it. Now, if you might be wondering, Stacy, why are you complaining about motivation? Motivation is a good thing. If you want to motivate other people, why not just do it? And I say to you, well, yes, motivation is a good thing. Motivation is important. It's necessary. It's healthy. For example, working out with somebody, if you are trying to motivate them to finish a set, maybe help them out a little bit, that can be super helpful. If you are running a race with somebody and you see that they're kind of struggling, if you come and run beside them, it helps to motivate them and it helps them finish the race. Stacy, how do you know these things? Maybe because they happened to me. And that was exactly what was motivating enough for me to not give up. Training with my training partners on the mats, doing drills. I get tired. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can finish these drill sets. My partner's like, hey, listen, I'm going to count for you so you don't have to worry about counting. You just finish on doing the thing and you got this. I'm like, okay. And then at the end, you know, when you're really tired, you're trying to do the last few, and you know, my training partner is there being all like, oh, come on, you got this. You're strong. You can do it. Let's go. Come on. And then after I finish it, they're there with a huge hug, a big high five. Like, oh yeah, you did it. That is motivating, right? If you have a friend and you know that they're maybe struggling a little bit and you call them up and be like, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm so proud of you. I know it's been tough. You got this. Let's meet up for a coffee or something, just to chat for a little bit, take your mind off of it. You're amazing. You can do it. That kind of motivation is also really helpful. Knowing that there's somebody in your life who sees and recognizes that you're trying to do a thing and maybe you're struggling a little bit, but they recognize your efforts, they encourage you to keep going, and maybe they kind of help take you out of that headspace just for a little while. That can be so, so helpful. Yes, please do. Please motivate your friends and family just like that. Right? Just like those examples, especially telling somebody that you're proud of them, that can be incredibly motivating, right? And I'm not talking about self-motivation here necessarily. I believe that that's a different topic. But what I'm really talking about here is when somebody wants to help motivate other people. Okay, so I've given you examples of good motivation, needed motivation, healthy motivation. Now I want to tell you about when trying to motivate somebody can go wrong. And really the biggest point that I want to make is that motivation goes wrong when people try to give life advice to other people without taking their life circumstances into consideration. The biggest example that I have actually is something that I have talked about on social media before. I made a couple of videos about it. This is the biggest glaring example that I have is there's this guy who is an expert, a master at this thing that he does. And I'm not going to say what it is. It doesn't matter. He's an expert at this thing that he does. He would practice for like anywhere between 10 to 16 hours a day, every single day, on this craft of his, on this skill. And he did it for years and years and years. And obviously now he's so incredibly good at what he does. So incredibly good. And then, you know, of course, people see that and they're in awe and they're just like, oh my goodness, this is, wow, this is really amazing. Wow, how do you do that? Because of course, that's the natural question, is how do you do that? How did you get to be so good? And his answer is what I just explained. He's like, oh, this is what I did. I practiced these long hours. I practiced this. And then he tries to, I believe that he believed that he was being helpful and motivating when he said this. However, it's honestly really not. So what he said was, is that, you know, people don't want to work hard anymore. People don't have a good work ethic. You just have to really want it, you know, stuff like that. And I was so mad. That immediately turned me off. I was so mad. And I'll tell you why. Because he said he was practicing this skill, this craft of his, for anywhere between 10 and 16 hours a day. Like all through childhood, all through young adulthood, all this kind of stuff for years, many years. And my first thought or question was, okay, and who was keeping you alive that whole time? Who was paying your rent? Who was buying the groceries, cooking meals, feeding you, cleaning up, and doing the dishes? Who was cleaning the house? Because he was married and he has a kid, I was like, okay, who's taking care of your kid? Who's attending all their school functions? Do you guys see the problem here? Like, he thinks, he's like, oh, you just have to work really hard at it. And I mean, yeah, that's true to a degree. However, it's like, none of us have 10 to 16 hours a day to spend on our special skills and crafts. Like, we all have jobs. Like, we all have to earn money to pay for all that stuff ourselves. We don't have some magical fairy who can just do all that for us. And that really, really, really stuck me. I was so upset because I was like, how dare this man say that to all these people? Because his circumstances were completely different than your average person's. Who has 16 hours a day to do whatever it is that they want to do? Who to like work at the thing that they love? Really? Truly work at the thing that they love. Now listen, I love my job. I honestly do. But do I want to be doing that job for 16 hours a day? No, I don't. What would I rather be doing? Training jujitsu all the time. Going weightlifting all the time. Doing running, like entering running races like I used to and training for those. Maybe traveling with my friends. Traveling with my husband. Like, I would love to do all of that stuff instead, and I would love to like be really good at it and dedicate my days to doing that. However, is that realistic? Absolutely not. In no way, shape, or form is that realistic for me. And for a lot of people, that is also not realistic for them either. So if you're trying to help motivate somebody who you can see is maybe struggling or who wants to do a thing, you have to consider their circumstances. You have to consider their life circumstances before you open your mouth. Another example, not just that guy. Another example is, I see this a lot actually, when people, especially people with children, I feel like this falls a lot on people who have children, who say that they don't have a lot of time to dedicate to themselves anymore, that they wish they could like work out, that they wish they could, you know, do XYZ. And then so people who think they're being helpful and motivating give them advice like, well, what if you, you know, why don't you just like wake up earlier? Just wake up an hour earlier and then you can work out then. Okay, well, what time are they already waking up? What does their days look like? How much energy do they have? How much sleep are they actually getting? Do you see? Do you see what I mean? Especially if they have kids. Especially if they have, like, young kids in particular. Because young kids don't really sleep. They just don't sleep. Or they sleep at weird times. Or they, like, they're getting up in the middle of the night all the time. Or they're, like, I don't know. Also, kids get sick all the time, too. And then some people really want to be there for, like, schooling their kids and things like that. So it's, yeah, okay, get up an hour earlier, but how long is that realistically going to last? Truly. Because you're not considering what their life looks like, right? You know, another one is like, oh, well, you know, why don't you do XYZ, right? Like, if they're wanting to eat healthier, it's like, well, why don't you just buy blah, blah, blah? You know, all the greens, all the vegetables, all the blah. Okay, well, yes. However, you also have to take into account how expensive that stuff is. Anymore, eating healthy foods, like natural, like vegetables, fruits, like the really nice freshly baked breads and stuff, unless you want to make it yourself, fine. But if you get it from the store, that stuff is expensive. Like the really nice cheeses, you know, like the really nice like wheel cheeses or like the brick cheeses or something that you get out of like the cheese counter and stuff. That's expensive. That's more expensive than the deli, like the little packaged slices that you get from the like dairy buttermilk area of the grocery store. All right. It's, yeah, I think everybody would want to eat healthier for a lot of reasons. However, what's their grocery budget like? You got to take this kind of stuff into consideration. So my suggestion for you, if you are trying to motivate a person you know in any of these examples or a different example that you can think of, if you actually want your motivational advice to be helpful, you need to step in and help that make that happen. Right? Like, if you're telling this person to, like, wake up an hour earlier to go to the gym, okay, well, are you going to pick them up at that time? That could be helpful. That could also be very motivating. If they can't, it's like, oh, I have the kids. It's like, okay, well, if you want them to get up an hour earlier, like, I don't know, are you going to come over twice a week and watch the kids for them so that they can go and do their exercise? That would actually be super helpful. And super motivating, know that they could, that they don't have to worry about what's going on with the kids, right? If you're like, oh, why don't you just eat healthier? Okay, well, maybe a gift card to the local grocery store would be really helpful. Help them buy those more expensive, as the days go on, groceries are more and more expensive. Help them buy that healthy food. Part of being motivational and helpful is helping these people get rid of the obstacles in their way. Because I know from experience that you can try and try and try and try and try and try on your own, but it doesn't really work until someone else steps in and really helps you out. So I think that's really what I wanted to say. This is really just, I needed to get this off my chest. I needed to say that out loud and put it out into the universe. If you're going to be motivating, number one, don't say those things in the examples I gave for the, you know, when motivation goes wrong. Be like the people in the very, very beginning saying motivating things, actually motivating things, helping the person overcome the obstacle, help them do the hard thing. And that will actually be a lot more successful. Okay, so that is what I wanted to say. I hope that this was helpful, and I hope it gave you something else to think about and reflect on, maybe how you are approaching others when you are trying to, you know, be motivational, like help them out. Now, in terms of different things I need to tell you, number one, thank you for being here. I appreciate everybody who sticks around and listens to the different episodes, goes back and re-listens to their favorite ones, all of it. I appreciate it. If you're wondering how can you help support the podcast, the most helpful thing you can do is what you're doing right now, which is listening to the episodes. Also, when you are listening on whichever podcatching app you have, please rate the podcast and leave a review. Or if you're on Spotify, you can leave comments on the different episodes. Engaging with the podcast wherever you're listening to it will help to boost it out, to tell the algorithms that this is what people want to listen to. And then it'll help the algorithm push the podcast out to other people who might want to listen to what I have to say. If you want to come find me online, I'm on Instagram at Jujiteta and at Jujiteta's podcast. I'm also on TikTok. I think I said in the very first episode of season 3, I was like, I don't have a TikTok. That is no longer true. I do have a TikTok. And I've been having fun making lots of different videos about lots of different topics. So if you want to come hang out with me over there, please follow me on TikTok. It's at Jujiteta's podcast. I also have a Facebook page. I post updates on the Facebook page, but I am not really active on Facebook that much. However, if you send me a message, I should hopefully see it. I also publish everything on YouTube as well. So if you have a YouTube account, or if you just prefer to listen to things on YouTube, you can find me over there as well. It's at Jujiteta's podcast. I tried to get the same name for everything, you know, consistency. I also have a Patreon account and I have a merch store because I made a few designs. I have my logo on a t-shirt. I have the Chronic Illness Jiu-Jitsu Club on a t-shirt. There's the Neurodivergent Jiu-Jitsu Club, and it's just kind of fun. So if that's something that you want, there's the merch store link as well. So all of these things, if you're just like, girl, I can't keep track of all these places, don't worry, I got you. I have a link tree where it's all your links in one place. I have it linked in the description. So you just have to click on that once and you can see all the different things. So with that, I will bid you farewell for right now. Thank you so much again for being here and listening, and take care of yourselves, be well, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.